After 9 years of vagaries and moving targets, the war in Afghanistan reaches its penultimate stage, and we finally get clarity on our mission.
We set clear objectives to refocus on Al-Qaeda, to reverse the Taliban's momentum, and train Afghan security forces to defend their own country.
The president said by 2014, all U.S. combat troops will be home, an exit made possible by the death of Osama bin Laden in the country next door.
Confidence in Afghanistan based on a raid carried out in Pakistan, leaving Kandahar via a compound in Abbottabad. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, June 23rd. Making sense of the president's targets and his exit strategies in leaving Afghanistan.
A speech and a mission. We're going to get some excerpts from that speech right at the top of the morning headlines. Winding down the longest American war, says the president.
Starting next month, we will be able to remove 10,000 of our troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year, and we will bring home a total of 33,000 troops by next summer, fully recovering the surge I announced at West Point.
The president says he's on schedule and that the original goal of driving Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan has largely been achieved.
The information that we recovered from bin Laden's compound shows Al-Qaeda under enormous strain. Bin Laden expressed concern that Al-Qaeda had been unable to effectively replace senior terrorists that had been killed.
The president said the U.S. will not try to make Afghanistan, quote, a perfect place. That's now up to the Afghan government.
Our mission will change from combat to support. By 2014, this process of transition will be complete, and the Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
Implicitly in answer to the issues raised by the president this morning, Afghan President Hamid Karzai says his country is ready to stand up and defend itself.
President Obama also made it clear that the economic situation here at home was a factor.
America, it is time to focus on nation building here at home.
The U.S. currently spends $10 billion a month in Afghanistan and has spent almost $500 billion in that war so far. That's a pretty tough sell in this down economy. This morning, the Congressional Budget Office says the U.S. national debt is on pace to equal the size of the economy within a decade. And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says the economic recovery is slowing and the outlook for next year has gotten worse. A new AP poll out this morning shows 4 out of 5 Americans believe the economy is in bad shape.
The president's decisions appear to mirror the latest Afghan security estimate out this morning. It says special operations forces are getting positive results in Afghanistan, but large-scale military efforts to build a solid Afghan government or an infrastructure produce little, if any, change. This morning, a court in Kabul has thrown out 25% of the results from last year's parliamentary election due to massive fraud, and that puts control of parliament politically back in play. Other headlines we're following, hundreds of Syrian refugees are now fleeing across the border into Turkey to escape an assault by Syrian troops in the area. And here in the U.S., longtime Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger has been arrested in California, ending a 16-year international manhunt.
That's a big headline. Scotland Yard has formally charged 19-year-old Ryan Cleary with a string of cyber attacks against the CIA, Sony, and what's the British version of the FBI. Cleary will be arraigned in a London court today. And new census numbers show for the first time the majority of babies born in the U.S. are now non-white. It also shows the number of households headed by single black women now exceeds those black households with married couple. A summit of European leaders today will focus on the debt crisis in Greece. Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are down and so are futures. The Dow will start at 12,109, the S&P at 1,287. The NASDAQ will open at 26.69. We'll get more details and more analysis on the president's exit strategy from Afghanistan, but it's worth talking about who exactly we're fighting there and who is the enemy. A lot of reactions, John, to a comment you made earlier that the Taliban is not our enemy and never has been. One of the listeners who took issue with that is going to join us later this hour.
Crazy, and one of those bloggers will be with us.
Yeah. First, though, a recap of President's speech on Afghanistan last night and what exactly that means for Afghans. That's in a few minutes.